Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to On the Dean's List, a podcast that celebrates the art of conversation with your host, Dean Latticer.
Thank you, George. Good morning, everyone. Welcome. You are on the Dean's List. This is the podcast that celebrates the art of conversation, and I am your host, Dean Latticer. Thank you so much for taking time out to join us this morning. My guest is an old friend who I recently caught up with. We were both on the bill at the Michigan Sales Forward presentation, and I knew a conversation with him was long overdue. We had had one in the dawn of his career, and I'm going to invite you to eavesdrop because this is a great guy, a neat man, and he's got some wonderful ideas. George Haralampopoulos stops by. He is a business coach, personal and leadership coach, consultant, and an entrepreneur. Now, he believes that we're all far more capable of achieving great results than we've been conditioned to believe or think. We have an exceptional but often hidden ability to gain at a higher level of fulfillment and contribution in our personal and professional lives. So George coaches leaders, entrepreneurs, and aspiring individuals to discover how to free their hidden potential, improve their performance, and live in alignment with their values, their vision, and purpose. And I'll tell you, prepare to be inspired, motivated, and move forward after this broadcast. George, good morning. Thanks for joining us today.
Good morning, Dean. It's fantastic to be on the show, and a good morning to all the folks who have tuned in to listen.
Well, I'm looking forward to it. As I said, you and I had just a wonderful conversation. You were working, I believe, in the mortgage business, and you were looking about making the leap, and you talked about self-mastery, and I remember that conversation. And, it's funny, several years later, you're out consulting, you're out doing the things, you're sharing your strengths and truths with people. And then, as coincidence would have it, we were both on the bill there at Michigan Sales Forward. I said, obviously I sent you an email. I mean, I was busy wrapping up after our keynoter because I had been supporting him on that day. George, take us, you champion a thing called One Degree Principle. And matter of fact, onedegreeprinciple.com is your website. Give us a little overview on what you think and how to help people. Help us to start to till the soil so that we can improve personally and professionally.
Sure. Thanks for the question, Dean. I'm a firm believer that if you and I went out and we surveyed 100 people, that the vast majority, I would even say probably 97-98%, would respond that yes, I believe that I can achieve more. I believe that I can be more fulfilled in these different roles that I have professionally and personally. But the challenge that we all have because of the conditions in which we're living in and the pressures and the roles and responsibilities all in this rapidly changing economic and business environment is that we don't acknowledge that. We are not aware of that. And I'm a firm believer that we all have the capability, and essentially the purpose of the work that we do is to help people discover that hidden potential and create an environment where they can begin to clarify certain goals, to develop maybe a longer-term vision in these core areas of life, and give them the type of support to get to those points. And we have this notion that everything needs to happen in leaps and major steps and massive action. Experience has really taught me that small and consistent changes essentially are enough for us to begin to gain that traction and move towards a desirable direction.
I think it's important that so often people are looking for a magic potion or an incantation, something whoosh, suddenly their life will be better. I think you've hit such an important thing is that progress is slow but certain. And I know with your One Degree Principle, you've broken it down into five core areas: clarity, skills, systems, planning, execution, and mindset. Talk a little bit about those and help us to understand what it takes to make even the first change and kind of get our momentum going.
Sure. I think in the five core areas that you mentioned will apply to entrepreneurs and business owners who are looking for that further growth, for that further development, perhaps for improving that efficiency, their effectiveness, and getting that balance and perspective on these other core areas of life. And I think that the beginning, the first part for any change is really awareness. And if I could probably say like self-awareness, is really an understanding, an awakening that I do want to make a change. If I'm not aware of that very simple fact that I do really want to make a change and I want to make a commitment, then I think everything else is null and void. So the first step is to gaining that clarity. And again, the clarity is that level of awareness and the process of beginning to certain clarify certain, you know, directions and certain goals. So on the business development...
And I think you have to know where you're going. I mean, I've long championed the quote, if you don't know where you're going, any road will take you there. I stole that from Lewis Carroll, though.
Sure. And it's a really good point. And what I've seen and what I have experienced is that there are certain people, certain folks who have absolute clarity about where they want to go. It's almost like they're hikers in these mountains, and they have absolute clarity. I'd like to go to this peak and to that peak. So they understand what that direction is, and they understand their purpose behind it. But the other thing that is interesting is that a lot of us may not have that absolute clarity, right? And
nope.
Part of the work that we do is to inspire people to begin sometimes organically to develop that clarity.
Give us an exercise or an idea. If we're sitting there, maybe we have a big picture idea of what we want. You know, we want a successful business, or we want to. I was doing a lot of writing coaching, so a lot of helping people to formulate their ideas. But give us an idea of something that we can do to help gain greater clarity.
Sure. An idea would be to maybe get a paper and a pen and begin to slowly, without really forcing it, but to slowly work on developing some desirable outcomes. It doesn't have to be something monumental, but something that one would like to see, for example, you know, in their businesses, let's say, you know, 6 months down the road or perhaps 12 months down the road. And they can take that exercise essentially and also apply it to any area of life. That could be in their relationships, in their well-being, in their health, or any other area. So to begin to slowly just jot some of those thoughts down and some of those ideas. And what I've noticed is that when we begin that process and not forcing it, but rather trying to be inspired by it, is that eventually these thoughts and these insights about that direction tend to come about.
And I think that's important, that, again, we start to open up to that wonder of the universe, that we start to become more channels of a vision, not just the ability to sit there and say, okay, here's an idea, but not to me, but through me, that we become that transcendent channel for both personal and professional success.
Sure, and again, it takes small steps, and I always come back to this example. I was working with an entrepreneur, a gal, very dynamic, very driven, a visionary, who was hitting a lot of her professional goals, but who was extraordinarily stressed out. And because of all the pressures and her roles and responsibilities and the tight schedules, she really lost track of what was important to her to gain that balance or regain that balance and to begin to reduce that stress level. And it was really simple. It was essentially working out. And when that came about I need to work out, but I don't have the time to work out. I asked her, I said, you know, how long does it take for you to work out? She said, I don't have an hour every morning to do that. And eventually through some of the questioning, she discovered that all she really needed was a 15-minute simple workout routine to raise her heart rate and break a sweat. And that's really all she needed to reduce some of her stress level and gain a little bit of better balance around her areas of her life. So,
and I think that's important. You bring in an important that it wasn't a humongous change, just 15 minutes instead of going to the gym and an hour and then the commute time, stuff like that. Just by taking that 15 minutes in her own world, she was able to raise her endorphin level, feel good about herself, and most importantly, be able to live more on purpose and on task. Even though she was achieving great things, she wasn't receiving the. It sounds like she wasn't receiving the full benefits of these of achieving her goals and her objectives.
Certainly, and then that first step essentially ended up being a new habit that she developed, a new behavior over time, right? Because as soon as she rediscovered that, you know what, working out is really important for me because of all these reasons, because it makes me feel better, because I'm able to be a lot more productive in all these other roles, eventually through repetition, you know, she develops a habit or she redevelops a habit that she really lost sight about. And really, developing habits is essentially the process of going through, you know, the purpose and through the 1 degree steps and through repetition, essentially develop these new behaviors. So,
One of the things I like about what you do and how you do it is you're very generous in sharing your wisdom. For example, I'm looking on your site here. You've got blogs and videos and such. You know, you're one of these people. Everybody talks about, oh, we have to embrace video on our website. You've done it. You also take times to write thoughtful essays on stuff. Take us through the one that's leading on your site, which is our overarching purpose. Give a, you know, it's a simple, quick video, but tell us a little bit about what we can expect on a tool like that.
Sure. An overarching purpose, that specific video, Dean, is a very brief presentation, maybe about, I think it's about a minute 60, where I'm outlining essentially what the purpose of my work is. And the reason that I made this transition quite some time ago is because I think it's important for us to fulfill that purpose. And going back to the beginning of our conversation, we all have that potential to do a little bit better, to be a little bit more satisfied, to contribute more to our communities and our surroundings. And really the purpose essentially is to give people that space to be able to do that, for that to be able to manifest. And starting from the purpose and going down to the three really focus areas is working with a lot of business owners and entrepreneurs who are looking essentially to grow and to develop and to improve their efficiency and their satisfaction in their roles. The second component is to work with leaders in the various leadership roles who are trying to strengthen some of those leadership qualities and competencies. And then the third focus area is really the personal development area that essentially ties everything in together.
And I think it's important to have all three of those factors tied together for us, because so often we want to just move around the furniture in the living room and hope that our life's going to be so much better. But I think if you get the three things really meshed together, you're doing great work on it.
They're all interconnected, of course. They're always going to be interconnected, even though sometimes we refuse to accept that. But all these areas are interconnected, and one is always going to affect the other. So what can we do in a holistic way, if you will, to outline one of these core areas are, and how can we make sure that all are harmoniously moving towards where we really want to go?
My guest this morning, George Halilampopoulos, speaker, trainer, consultant, just a wonderful guy. If you'd like to join us as part of the conversation here, feel free to call in, area code 347-677-1483 if you're listening live. Also, if you're on the live window, we have a chat window there. So if you have a question you'd like to scroll down, click on Flash Chat. We're monitoring that, so if you've got a question or comment or you just want to say hi to George, we know he's got a lot of friends and supporters and clients who have benefited greatly from his expertise and wisdom. George, you were a success before you went into speaking and training. You know, that's where you and I first met. How did you get the call? I mean, how did you make that decision to dedicate your life? You were to empowering others and helping others to have the success you were enjoying.
I remember that day that you and I met at the office, Dean, like it was yesterday. It's pretty amazing. It's kind of difficult to say what we had for breakfast maybe yesterday, but I remember that conversation and our meeting really well.
I had more hair that day, but that's another story.
Wonderful. As you said, I had a nice career before in mortgage banking. I had an opportunity to work for some of the most outstanding companies, really nationwide, with fantastic people. It was very productive. It was an opportunity to really begin to develop, you know, skills and competencies. And everything that we do, a wise person once said, is in preparation for the next stage. And I felt that that was, you know, one path leading me to the path that I'm on now. And the reason why I really did that is for some small personal breakthroughs that, you know, occurred in my life way back when. And I said that, hey, you know what, if I can set a goal maybe to lose weight or to achieve, you know, certain objectives in my business, then, you know, anybody can do it. And I was so compelled to, you know, share some of these ideas and these insights professionally that, you know, one morning I woke up and although I was preparing for a long time, I said, you know, this is really the day. I couldn't really see myself waking up 5 years down the road, going to my office and with my, you know, my business and my established business and all the relationships that I had. I just, you know, didn't want to do it anymore. I really couldn't get out of bed that morning. And I turned around to my wife and I said, you know, honey, this is the day. And it's the day that I really, you know, took that leap. It was in preparation for a while, but it was really based on this desire to, you know, share some of these insights and some of these thoughts and, you know, see other people do achieve certain goals and objectives in their lives.
And I think that the reason I bring that story up is that, again, you were a success. And a lot of people, once they get that plateau, they don't want to rock the boat. They say, okay, maybe I can stay in safe harbor or stay around the coast until the day I retire. Instead, you said, you know, you couldn't see yourself doing that much longer. Instead, you dare take that risk. You dare, you know, walk your talk and then some, because you've committed your life since that time to empowering other people and growing and nurturing leaders and growing and helping people to reach their goals. And I think that's important, because, again, it's easy to think, oh, these guys were all successes overnight. No, you had to really step out on faith here that you knew the truth of what you were sharing, and most importantly, that you were willing to, make that your livelihood.
That's certainly true, and it was really about making that commitment, because if you look back in the time, is that the big recession, you know, hit a few months later, and, you know, we went through all that entire, you know, crisis here in the U.S. But again, I'm a firm believer that when we're driven by a really strong sense of purpose, that we find a way to make it work. I really believe that. I've seen it, you know, over and over. It's really about purpose, and if the purpose is strong enough, then the commitment is going to be there. And it's really about commitment. It is really not about decision. And we have these conversations with a lot of, you know, clients and some of the workshops and the seminars that we do. It's not decision. Decision is a strong word, but decision is more of a theoretical word, if you will. It is really about commitment, and the distinction between those two is that commitment equals what we'll call decision times action until I fulfill my goal, until I get the results that are most important to me. And I think it is really about commitment in any role that we are part of, whether it's in our professional roles, whether it's in our personal roles, in our relationships, in our health and our well-being, whether it's in our finances, you know, whatever that core area of life is, whether we're going to move towards that desirable direction, once we have developed that awareness, that self-awareness, really depends on our strength of purpose and our strength of commitment.
I think that and yet we get, I have to say this much. I'm watching, anybody who's a regular listener to the show knows, you know, I have a wonderful family, but I'm watching my own kids and I'm watching kids and other people. We're getting so fractured and distracted these days by social media, by handheld electronics. And I think it's almost like watching people's brains work like a bag of microwave popcorn. It's just pop, 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 pop. And I think you're championing something that people have to look at here, that, you know, instead of that burstiness of it, that ability to really stay on task, honor your word, honor your belief, and most importantly, stay focused in through the whole process, George.
Certainly. And it's a really important point that you brought up, is that we've been inundated with this technology, which is so important. And, of course, it simplifies a lot of our roles and responsibilities and creates great leverage. But it is also good to be able to pause and to be able to reflect, and to your point and your question a little bit earlier about, well, what is an exercise perhaps that, you know, one can do to begin to gain that clarity if they don't have that clarity? And we've all been there. You know, we've all been on a path where we're not quite sure, well, okay, what's next? Is if we quieten down our mind a little bit and go to an environment that is relaxing, that is detached from, you know, pressures of the day, and just casually put the feet up on the couch or the desk and just take a notepad and begin to brainstorm with ourselves, I think we're going to be really amazed with some of the, you know, insights and some of the clarity that may come from such a state of mind and an exercise.
And I know I'm just going to touch on something here. You have, you know, you're also an author. I do want you, through your website, onedegreeprinciple.com, you do have an e-book that's available for people who want to be more of a student of the things you're taught. Talk a little bit about the book. You know, I know that, you know, it's been out for a little while, but I'm sure there's a lot of still great wisdom in it and a lot of great things that would benefit a number of our listeners and your clients and such. So help us to tell us about the book and where we can, you know, and a little bit about it.
Yeah, the e-book, I wrote the e-book, you know, quite some time ago, and it was a process of sharing some specific business insights with entrepreneurs or aspiring entrepreneurs in the community. Mm-hmm. And I'm sharing some of the concepts and some of the principles. And, of course, taking into account the fact that change is so rapid and it's happening in so many different levels in this business world that we're living in, of course, that material has totally evolved. And in some of the business development workshops and programs that I have and I launch, you know, throughout the year, a lot of these concepts and these principles have been updated, because one thing is certain is that success and effectiveness really depends on our commitment to continue to develop these core competencies and skills. So that, to your point, yeah, the ebook was, you know, written quite some time ago, but the courses that I teach now and the coaching programs that people go through are exposed to a lot better up-to-date material and core principles that can really make a difference in people's professional lives.
Well, it will help us then to oftentimes, you know, what's the old line, when the student is willing, the teacher appears. If somebody's listening and they're saying, I wonder if George can help me. Help us to kind of help me to help you help people get in line here for you. Tell me.
Of course. Great question,
Dean. What should I be thinking about if I was to retain George as my mentor, as my coach, as my assistant here in getting my act together and my clarity?
What I would say for people who have the knowledge, the awareness that they can achieve more, a little bit more, they can be more fulfilled, they can contribute more. If they feel that there's a gap between where they are and where they would like to be, whether it's in their business path or their leadership path that may be connected to their business, I would welcome an opportunity to have a conversation with these people and to get to talk about them. And in fact, something that I didn't even think about, but we'll do it right now, Dean, is I'd like to invite people to maybe the three first people who would like to reach out to what we call a personal empowerment session. which is a 20-25 minute conversation where we get to talk about the individual, their business roles, their leadership roles, perhaps their different life roles, and to see, you know, if and how we may be able to, you know, continue our conversation as part of a program or something like that. So I like to, as an extension of my services to you and to your program and to the purpose that, the value that you bring to your community, to extend, you know, three personal empowerment sessions for people who, you know, believe that they can achieve more. And I'd love to have those meetings with those folks.
Okay, so if somebody wants to take it, that's a very gracious offer. And we know service professionals are paid for their time, so for you to step up here and offer people the opportunity to work closely with you, to have that time, and I'm sure time spent with you will be time well spent. What's the best ways for them to interact with you, George? I mean, I know that you're all over social media, but what's the best way for people, if they want to reach out and take advantage of that gracious offer, to?
Sure. What they can do, the absolutely best way is to send an email, and to send an email directly to me, george@onedegreeprinciple.com. It's all spelled out. And on the subject line, put personal empowerment session. Came to respond as quickly as I can to see when we can plan that.
So that's, just again, that's george@onedegreeprinciple.com. In our subject line, put in personal empowerment session. And if I were you, if I'm listening in, I wouldn't wait. I would make sure that I get this in. Because again, I think people are going to start lining up. One of my big jokes is that the most popular words in the English language are free food. Well, I have a feeling free mentorship from a tested business professional, I have a feeling that's also going to be something that's going to go popular. Give us the touch points for you. I know you've got a page for your business on Facebook. I also know that you tweet a little bit. If we want to follow you on social media, what's the best ways to do that?
I would direct your listeners and people in your community, Dean, to the website, actually, theonedegreeprinciple.com.
Okay.
And on that, people can tap into a lot of additional, you know, free resources around personal and business and leadership development, and ways that we can continue a conversation beyond that. And so that would be my recommendation. Of course, there's a Facebook business page, the One Degree Principle page that they can log on to and like our page and be part of that community. And, of course, for your listeners, we'd be open to accepting, you know, LinkedIn invitations. And that's another social platform where people can get a lot of information and a lot of the articles that I write that seem to be, you know, well-received in the community.
In the minute left, leave us with a strong thought here, George, leave us with a little piece of wisdom here, if you will.
Sure. I want to say to everybody out there that everybody can achieve more. Everybody can take that one simple step moving in a direction that is going to be more fulfilling, more self-empowering, and more rewarding in many ways. I want to encourage people to begin to develop some of these short-term goals, to develop some action steps, and to just take that first step towards a direction that is something that they desire and they deserve. The potential, I really think, is out there, and I want to encourage people just to do that. And maybe a very good first step would be to visit the site and, you know, get some resources that could be helpful towards that path.
There's only one thing left for me to say, and that's, George Haralampopoulos, you are on the Dean's List.
Thank you, Dean. It was wonderful to talk to you.
Join us. And that's where we're going to have to leave it. Boy, a half an hour goes fast. Thank you, George, for taking time out of your busy schedule to join us today. I invite you to tune in next week. Old friend of the show and friend Don Zavis is going to be our guest. We've also got some great people coming up. We're scheduling some guests. And so make this a regular habit. Join us each week for the Art of Conversation here on the Dean's List. I'm your host, Dean Latticer. And until next time, it's been this time.